Today's share is Masechta Kedushin Daf Ayin Aleph. We will begin on the last words of the Amid on Daf Ayin Amid Bey. Says the Gemara Amar B'chama B'chanina. Kesha Kadosh Baruch Hu Metar Shvatim. Mitzvah Shem V'meher Yemeinu when Mashiach comes. And Kadosh Baruch Hu will purify all of the Shvatim from any individuals in these Shvatim who don't have the proper Yichus. Shifter Shalevi Matar Tchila. The first Shevet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will work with will be Shevet Levi. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, in Malachai, V'yosh Mitzar Matar Kesef, the Malach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send to purify, like silver is purified, V'tir as Bnei Levi, he will separate out of the Bnei Levi anyone who's disqualified. He will purify them like one purifies gold and silver. And then we'll be able to bring the karbanos. So many mefarshim explain that why that will be the kohanim and levim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will purify first. Quite obviously, because they're going to be needed to do the avodah, and since they're going to be needed to do the avodah, we have to have only kohanim who are qualified to do the avodah. We have to do the avodah purified first. Furthermore, the mefarshim point out, interestingly, the mashal cleans out, why does the pasuk speak about the bringing carbon mincha? Why carbon mincha is not the most common and popular carbon? So why does the pasuk say when Mashiach comes, the carbon that will be brought will be the carbon mincha? So the Masha says because Chazal teach us that ein ben David ba, that Mashiach will not come acha tich leprutim in a kiss. The time in Mitzvah Shem when Mashiach comes will be a time where people will not have money. We know there are kabbonis, which are kabbonis oil of yoyrid, which are dependent on one's financial situation to determine what type of carbon should be brought. So since we're speaking about the time the Mashiach is coming, and at that time, the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin is teaching us there's going to be a time where people don't have adequate resources, so it makes sense that the most popular carbon will be brought will be carbon mincha. Continues the Gemara, Amr Bishu ben Levi, Kesef Matar Mazerim. The money that Mamzerim have is what's going to be very important in them not being declared as Mamzerim. Because what happens is, the way most Mefarshim explain this Gemara, is that because people who are wealthy are able to get themselves assimilated into Klal Yisrael, and when Rashi explains Mashiach comes, what's going to happen is people who are improperly designated as disqualified will be declared qualified. But Mashiach isn't coming to make people who are considered pure and of proper yichus to exclude them. So those people who already have been assimilated into Klal Yisrael will remain assimilated to the in Klal Yisrael. As the pasuk says, Magisha Mincha B'Tzedakah, my Magisha Mincha B'Tzedakah, Am Rabbi Yitzchak, says Rabbi Yitzchak, the pshat in the pasuk is, Tzedakah Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a tremendous chesed with Klal Yisrael, Mishpacha Shenitma, if there's a family that already got assimilated, as we just said, into Klal Yisrael, Nitma is left assimilated in Klal Yisrael. So I saw that the Sefer Sifchas Chulin Shel Talmid Chachamim quotes the Rebbe Reb Heschel. He explains the Gemara as follows. He says, on one hand, the Gemara Masechet Bava Metzia says that if we see a person as a mechutz of a person that has a lot of temerity, that is a sign that that person is a mamzer. But on the other hand, the pasuk in Mishlei, he says, "Va'osher yana azus," that people who are wealthy also have that personality trait. So he says, Pshat in the Gemara is like this. When we see a person acting that way, I would be concerned that he's a mamzer, because that's the type of behavior that's expected from mamzerim. But now that we see that wealthy people also act that way, so we're not going to identify that person as a mamzer. Rather, the way that person will be identified, he'll be identified as a wealthy person. So because they are wealthy people, that's how mamzerim will be, that's how mamzerim will have a way, will have a path out to not be, will have a path out as not to be identified as mamzerim. Gufam Rabbi Yehuda, as we've been discussing, Gufam Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Kol Haritzos Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, all countries in the world compared to Eretz Yisrael are like an Yisrael, like a dough, have impurity. Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael Bavel, and Bavel are even a higher level. And as Rashi explains, all the countries in the world have people who are disqualified, but there is no process and there is no system to purify them because they don't do the Avodah, they don't live in Eretz Yisrael. But in Eretz Yisrael, where we have Kohanim and we have the Avodah, so that's why we need to have people who are pure. So that's why, compared to all the other countries of the world, Eretz Yisrael is more pure. On the other hand, Bavel, which we've been explaining throughout this perek, was where the people of pure Yichus were left. So that's why Bavel is even higher than Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, "May Rebbe Bikshu Lasseis Bavel Kisel Eretz Yisrael." In the time of Rebbe, they wanted to reverse and say that Bavel is a lower level than Eretz Yisrael. And the way the Rishonim explain is, yes, indeed, in the time of Ezra, as we started this perek, Ezra left from Bavel, left the people of High Yichus and Bavel, and took the others to Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara is assuming in Rebbe's time, since it was many years after that occurred, so they assumed that Eretz Yisrael, Yichus, where they had Ezra and they had the Sanhedrin, became superior to the Yichus of Bavel. Amlem, so Rebbe said, Kaitum atzamei simulei beinai, because what you're doing is like putting thrones in my eyes. Ribtzaynchem, if you want to make this rule, Yitapulchem Rebchem, Chanina bar Chama. I will have Rav Chanina bar Chama discuss with you. And indeed, says the Gemara, Nitbohem Rav Chanina bar Chama v'amulhem. He told him, Kach mekablani mir mishmo b'Rav Yosef Shem b'Shem Aviv, Kol Eretz Yisrael, v'Eretz Yisrael Isla Bavel. That status remained even in later generations. And since that status remained even later generations, don't change it. Says the Gemara, again, says the Gemara, in the time of Pinchas, they wanted to say that Bavel is a lower grade than Eretz Yisrael. Amlam lavod v'kshni aimer, so he told his servants, when I will say shnei dvarim beis medrash, I'm going to say two halachas in the beis medrash. After I say it, teluni barisa v'rutzu, put me into a carriage and let's run, because I don't want anybody to come after me. So he said, Ki ayil. So when Pinchas came into the Beis Hamikdash, Amalhem, Ein Shechita Laif Min HaTorah. Midaraisa, there's no requirement to have Shechita in the Torah. Midaraisa. There, of course, the halacha is, as Rashi explains, Masech Techulin, that one has to sever the simonim of a bird, but that doesn't have to be with Shechita. That was the first thing he said. And Ada Yosef Kamaynibot, as the Talmidim and Yeshiva were studying this halacha, Amlu Kolaratzis, he said the second statement, the statement that we've been learning, Kolaratzis Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Yisrael Bavel. This statement about the Yichus between the of Eretz Yisrael being inferior to Bavel, and at that point, not the Barisa, they put him into his carriage, Veratzu, and they ran. And Ratzu Achrav, and the people from Bavel ran after him because they were very upset what he said about their Yichus. However, they weren't able to catch up to him. Yashu Ubatku, and they started examining what is the status of the yichus of the families that live in Eretz Yisrael, ad shigil deskana, until they realize that they will end up saying that certain families don't have the proper yichus, and because of that pirshu, they stopped. So of course the Mefarshim asked, he made these two statements, what is the connection between the two statements? So the Gra explains that Reb Pinchas wanted to teach them that don't assume just because Eretz Yisrael is holier than everywhere else, it means that Bavel, that Eretz Yisrael's yichus is greater than everywhere else. What was the raya? That just because you're greater doesn't mean that you're that you have certain strengths, doesn't prove anything. Because look at the bird. On one hand, the halacha is, we know, that a bird can be brought as a carbon. A chaya, an animal which is identified as a chaya, can never be brought as a carbon. Yet, by chaya, the halacha is that the way we kill a chaya is with shechita. And an aleph, which can be put on the Mizbeach, is not killed with Shechita. So we see that one has nothing to do with the other. And here too, he was saying to them, just because Eretz Yisrael has this level of Kedusha over everywhere else in the world, is not necessarily a proof that the people in Eretz Yisrael are of a higher year, is not necessarily a proof that the people of Eretz Yisrael are of a higher year. Here the Gemara said that ein shechita lo'if min ha'tayra. This is actually the subject of a Gemara Masech Techulin, Daf Chav Vav Mebeis. Machlokes Tanoim, Rebbe's opinion is, yesh shechita lo'if min ha'tayra, the Medaraisa bird does have to have shechita. Rebbe Loza Kfar holds that ein shechita lo'if min ha'tayra, it doesn't have to. Rambam Paskins that shechita oif is the Raisa. The Rosh disagrees. And Rashi says, the compromise opinion, which we mentioned, is that you do have to sever the simonim of an oif, but it doesn't have to be done through shechita. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bechala, I swear in the Beis HaMikdash, b'yadeinuhu, I have the ability to identify the status of the various families that live in Eretz Yisrael. Avama Esa, what should I do? Shurei Gdoyle Adar Nitmuba, there are people a very, very serious Talmid Chacham that are in that category. And says the Gemara, so why didn't he identify these families? Because Savlok Rav Yitzchak, he holds like Rav Yitzchak, Damar Rav Yitzchak, Mishpachash Nitma Nitma. Once a family is assimilated into Klal Yisrael, we leave it. So, as the Mefarshim explain, the reason for this is, as we're going to learn in our Masechta, is because Suffolk Mamzer, an individual who is a Suffolk Mamzer, is not treated like a Mamzer. So if Shimon Shkop asks a question, if that's the case, that the halach is based on Suffolk Mamzer, so what's the big deal that he didn't say who are the Suffolk Mamzerim? If the halach is a Suffolk Mamzer, is not a concern. So Shimon Shkop, and we've mentioned this word previously, says, when is there a halach that a Suffolk is not a problem when the halacha says so? When is there a halacha that we follow Roiv? It's only if it was once identified as an issue, and after it was identified as an issue, then it gets bottled. So there is a halacha that something that becomes bottled is the halacha makes it mutter. Here, at this point, these people were never identified as a suffix. So we don't have that halacha that we normally have of a Suffolk Mamzer, and that's why he had to say a new halacha, kimish nitma nitma. Amar Rabbi Afanan Nami Tanina, so too have we learned in the Mishnayos and Masechta Idyos. Mishpachas beis atzrifa, hoyse bei v'yardin, there was this family beis atzrifa that lived in Eivei Yardin, v'richa ka ben tzriyim bezroya. And he said with the authority that he had that they are disqualified. Vayacheres Hoysah was another family. Vekiva ben Tzion Bezroya. Ben Tzion said that they are, with the force of his authority, said that they are fine. Kigoyin Elu, these families, Eliyahu Bala Tamil Atar, when Eliyahu comes, he will say which families are Tameh, which families are Tar, L'rachek L'karev, K'gon Elu D'yadin. These are families that there were no question what their status was. They only used their position to push themselves. But a family whose position is not known, Av Mishpacha Shnitma Nitma, a Mishpacha that already got assimilated, then the halacha is that there is no issue. Tana, says the Gemara, Oida Cheres Haisa, there was another family, Chachamim did not want to publicize which family that was, because that family was already Nitma, that family was already assimilated into Klal Yisrael, and since it was already assimilated in Klal Yisrael, then I don't have to they didn't want to announce it. The Chachamim give over their identity to their children, to the Midah, once every 7 years. Some say they did it twice every 7 years. Only once. If I won't identify, it's better that he should be a Nazir and not announce it. We don't want to create a situation that families should be identified as problematic families. We prefer, as we've been learning through our shiur, to keep it quiet. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Babachan, Rabbi Yochman, Shame ben Abra Isis, the Shame Yudke Vovke, Chachamim Maisen Asel Talmidim, the Chachamim give over to the Talmidim how to pronounce that name, the Shem Hashem, Pamach B'Shvu, how to spell it properly and put on the proper Nekudas, Pamach B'Shvu, once every 7 years, Vamalei Pamay B'Shvu, twice every 7 years. Amram Nachma Yitzchum, Mestabek Mandom, Pamach B'Shvu, once every 7 years, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kais Soma B'nei Yisrael, Zesh Shmi La'olam. But when you see the word La'olam, written in the Torah, it's written without the normal Vav. Usually, Olam is spelled Ayin Vav Lamed Mem. Here it's spelled La'olam without the Vav, which means to be hidden. Rava Sava L'Midrash B'Pirka, and Rava wanted to speak about this in his shir and say how it should be properly pronounced and spelled. Amalei Usaba, so Rava said, La'olam K'siv, as we just learned, this is something that we should keep hidden. Ravua Rami, Ksiv Zeh Shmi, Ksiv Zeh Zichri. On one hand, it calls it its name. In the other place, it says, Zeh Shmi Lailam Zeh Zichri Ladar Vidar. So what the pshat in these two psukim? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Loik Sheni Nichtav, not the way that my name is written. Ani Nikra is the way my name should be pronounced. Nichtav Ani, the way it's spelled is with Yudke Vovke, but Nikra, we know that the Shem Hashem is pronounced with the Aleph Dalad Adnus. Says the Gemara Tanah Rabbanan B'Shoina, Shem Ben Shtem Esri Oisius. There was a Shem that's made up of 12 letters, Haimaisen Esel Chaladam. They would give over the information about the Shem to everyone. Says the Gemara, Mishirabu Hapritzim, when there were people who didn't treat the Shem with the proper respect, they would only give it over to people, to Kohanim, who acted appropriately. And the Tznuim in the Kohuna, when they sang by Birchas Kohanim, and everybody else was saying the Shem Hashem of the four Oisius, Yudkei, Vavkei, they said the Shem, but it wasn't public because nobody heard it. They were overtaken by the singing. I once followed my mother's brother, who was a kohen, to the duchan, to participate in the Birchas Kohanim. And I tried to hear what the kohen gadol was saying. The kohen gadol said the shem that was not supposed to be publicized. He said it in a way that no one else could hear it. The Truma Sadeshin says this Gemara is the Raya, which of course is the Minig, that when Kohanim say Birchas Kohanim, they should sing, because the Gemara is saying that they sang, and that's how people weren't able to hear what they weren't supposed to hear. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Chav Ches Sif Lamed Hei quotes the Levush that the Kahanim that sing by Birkas Kahanim are to be praised, because he says, Shekein, Kol HaBrachos VaTishbachos, all brachos should be said B'Hal VaZimra. If there's singing done during Birkas Kahanim, Toiv, it's good. And then he continues to say, Void, the Mizeh Yovelah Soiris Vilas Havas Levarach Bekana, when Bekavona, when they sing, it causes that the people, the Kohanim, should give the Brach with the proper Kavona. As the Pasuk says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'hoye K'nagin HaMenagin V'tialov Yad Hashem. And then the Aruch HaShulchan concludes, U'minig Yisrael Tairahu, the minig that Kohanim sing is a proper minig. And another reason, the Sefer Yeshur, Sefer Yeshur, my source says, because the Kohanim, when they gave the bracha, were supposed to give the bracha when they are besimcha. And singing is what causes that the Kohanim should be besimcha. But the Trumas Adeshin also says that the Kohanim should use one tune throughout the entire Birkas Kohanim, because we want them to have the proper kavana and be able to do Birkas Kohanim properly. And therefore, the halacha is that if they're going to use too many different tunes, there's a concern they're not going to have the proper kavana. Although, I did see that the Sefer Ateres Paz is a Sefer that's written on Hilchas Nesias Kapayim. He says that in the city of Presburg, every Yontif, when they did Birkas Kohanim, they had a different niggun. On Pesach, when they did Birkas Kohanim, the Kohanim sang the niggun that we from the Haggadah for Adirhu. On Shavuos, they sang the niggun of that we use to say the Agdamas. On Sukkos, apparently they had a special niggun that they used to sing when they did the Nanuim with the Dalaminim, and that was the niggun that they sang by Birkas Kohanim. Simchas Torah, they did a combination of all three of these nigunim from the other Sholosh Regalim. And then, whenever on the Yom Neroim, they had a special nigun that they used, apparently, for the Yom Neroim. He also says that whenever they did Birkas Kohanim on a day that they said Yisker, they had a special nigun called the Mesim nigun. So we said just now in our Gemara that the shame of 12 Oisius was only given over to special Kohanim. So the Baal HaTurim says, as we quoted the Pasuk earlier, Zeh Shmi L'Olam, Zeh Shmi, Zeh, B'Gematria 12. What it was meant to say, that the Zeh is her, the Zeh, the name of 12 Oisius, Shmi, that's the name of Hashem, L'Olam, which should be kept hidden. I saw a very, Rav Hutner asks an interesting question. He says that, as we're learning, when they said Birkas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, they said it with the Shem HaMefirish. So he asks that we know that on Yom Kippur, by the Avoid on Yom Kippur, when we say a number of times, Keshahayu Shoimim, when people heard as Hashem Yoitzim Mefirish, repeat Kohen Gadol, when they heard the Kohen Gadol say the Shem Hashem, the Haikarim Meshtachvim, everybody bowed down. So Rav Hutner Zatzal asks, why was that what happened only on Yom Kippur? Why not every time that they said Birkas Kohanim, and we're learning that Birkas Kohanim, they said the Shem HaMefirish, they should have gone through the same exercise. So he says that by Birkas Kohanim, the halacha is that the Birkas Kohanim has to be ponim Moponim, that the halacha is that they have to face the people who are getting the Birkas Kohanim, have to face the Kohanim. So if they're going to be facing the Kohanim, if they're going to be bowing down, they're not facing the Kohanim. However, But avoid on Yom Kippur, there is no halacha of ponim keneged ponim. And since there's no halacha of ponim keneged ponim, they could bow down when they hear the Shema Mefarish. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Shem ben Arboim v'shtayim Moshes, there's a Shem that's made up of 42 letters. Eina Moshes, say we don't teach that Shem, Ella only to somebody, Mishnua, somebody who's very discreet, and honor very modest. He's at least 35 years old. He's not a person of a temper. He doesn't get intoxicated. He's not strong. He's not the person that's jealous or keeps a grudge. Whoever knows that shem and is careful not to spread that shame, and keeps it with the tahara it's supposed to be kept, of lamala, is loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nechem lamata, people in this world consider him a great person. They must have metalos alabrius. He is a person that people fear. And he is a person that's going to have two worlds, olam haz v'olam haba. The Meshech Chachma says that the Pasuk says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe were discussing what Hashem's name is, the Pasuk says, Eya Eshe Eya. So he says that Eya is Begematria 21. Eya she Eya, double Eya, as the Pasuk speaks about the Shem Hashem, represents 42. Because that's this special Shem Hashem that our Gemara is referring to, of the Shem Shambaba Isis. The Taz says that, the Pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the person who hit the other Jew, he says, "Mi samchel ish shav shoyfet aleinu halergeni ato aimer." And Rashi says, "Mi samchel ish harei oit chanar." You're still a young child. So the Taz asks, "What does it make a difference how old Moshe Rabbeinu was when Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to him, you did the wrong thing in speaking in hitting a fellow Jew?" So the Taz answers. The Rashi says, how did Moshe Rabbeinu kill that person? The way Moshe Rabbeinu killed that person was by using the Shema Mefarish. So what this person was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, how do you know the Shema Mefarish? We just learned in our Gemara that we don't give over that Shema Mefarish only to somebody who's at least 35 years old. And you're still a nar. You're still a young man. How could you possibly know that Shema Mefarish to use it? Says the Gemara, Amar Ula Mishmei de Sava. Ula said over in the name of the Sava, usually throughout Chas, the Sava Kamin El Yo, Navi, other people, Mehu Sava, Bavel Becheskes Ksheira Medes. Bavel, the people from Bavel could be assumed to be a proper Yichas, Ach Yivad L'Chavaman Nefsula. Unless you have reason to be, strong reason to assume that there's a problem. Other places, Shara Rotzes, Becheskes Psul Heinoides, we have to be concerned that there's disqualifications, Ad Shivad Lach B'man Nechshura, until you can be confident that it's there is no problem. Eretz Yisrael, Muchzul Apostle, if we have a reason to believe that there's a disqualification, then we have to assume so, and if not, Muchzul Kosher Kosher. Ask the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha. Let's understand this last statement. Amrit Muchzul Apostle. If somebody has a reason that we should assume that he's disqualified, we assume that he's disqualified. Hostama, if we have no reason to believe so, kosher. Then we assume that everybody has a cheskes kashrus. But then ask the Gemara, Vahadatani, the Brisa says, Muchzul kosher kosher, only if somebody has a cheskes kashrus with a certainty, then we can assume that he's kosher. Hostama, without that cheskes kashrus, we have to assume he's possible. Answers the Gemara, Amar Avrahun about the Chlifa Mishmei the Rav, Loi Kasha. Kan, the halacha is that we have, when do we have to do active investigation? And without the active investigation, we cannot be sure that the person is fine. Let's see, Isha. To marry off a woman, we can't let him marry until we know his yichas. Kan, that if we, let's see, Ishmiyadai, if we want to make him get divorced, we don't force a divorce unless we have concrete proof. Amar Rav Yisrael Kol Shis Chosoi BeBavel. anybody who speaks in the same language that they speak with in Bavel, Messin Leisha, we could assume that he's from Bavel. And once we could assume he's from Bavel, we could assume that he has the proper yichus. However, says the Gemara, v'ed nedik ramoy, now that we live in a time and place that people could fool us and speak that language, even though they're not from Bavel, cheshina, we need to be concerned. Says the Gemara, ziri have a komishtam minayt Rabbi Yochanan. Ziri was avoiding Rabbi Yochanan. Damo avalei, because Rabbi Yochanan always wanted Ziri to marry, Rabbi Yochanan always wanted Ziri to marry his daughter. And he did not want to marry Rabbi Yochanan's daughter because Rabbi Yochanan was from Eretz Yisrael. And since in Eretz Yisrael we have this issue about the Yichas versus the people from Bavel, he avoided marrying her. Yom Ahad, have a kazal baruch. One day Rabbi Yochanan and Ziri were walking on the road. Muta l'urkum d'mayin. They came to a place where there was water. And Ziri did not want his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, to have to walk through the water. So what he did was, akvei l'Rabbi Yochanan kasvei, he put Rabbi Yochanan on his shoulders, v'kam avalei, and that's how he helped him pass through the water. Amalei, a rice and kshera, you give me so much respect for my Torah, and you're learning Torah by me, and you're showing me kavod haTorah, but nonsense, but my daughter, like Sharon, you don't think my daughter is fine? My daitach. He says, why do you feel that you are of a greater yichus? Ilema, because what we learned in our Mishnah at the beginning of our parrot. The Tanah, sorry, the Surin of Lubavel. Kana Leviya, says the Gemara, Otto Kana Leviya Yisrael Kulis Liku. All the Kahanim come up. Some were left in Bavel. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Ziri, Keicha Deshtar Mahani, just like there were Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim that were left in Bavel, Shtar Namim Mahani, that Bavel also kept its share of people who are disqualified. Says the Gemara, but Rabbi Yochanan, Eshtamitzei, Hadam Rabbi Lozer, forgot what Rabbi Lozer taught us, like all the Ezra Bavel, the Bezer did not leave Bavel, until he completely purified it, and then and only then the Allah. And above all, there were no disqualified people left. Says the Gemara, Ula Uklam Abedisa Lebe Rabbi Yehuda, Ula came to Abedisa to the yeshiva of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chazal Rabbi Yitzchak Bered Rabbi Yehuda, the Gadol, he saw Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, that was already older, and had not yet gotten married. Amalei, so he asked, Ula asked Rabbi Yehuda, my tamaloi kamatsav leimarat to celebrate. Why don't you marry off your son? Amalei, so he answered, mi adana mecha ensif, do I know who I can marry him off to? I don't know the status of the yichas here. Amalei, ata anan yedin mecha kasinan. Do we know from sure from where we emanate? Dilman mehanach tiksiv, maybe we come from the family, nershan betzin inu besulus bar Yehuda. Maybe we're from those families that non-Jews raped Jewish women, and we're their descendants. So nobody can be sure. The chitema. So what are you going to counter argue? The halacha that we've learned. Ayve kechavim ve'ever abba bas yisrael v'la kasher. Even if somebody's father's non-Jewish, he's still a fine yichus. But then he said to him, Dima mehanach tiksibu ha'shoich v'amit ha'shein v'seruchim al rusayisam. And the Gemara Amar of Yosef Chanina to explain that pasuk, Eile b'nei Adam ha'mashtina mayim mefneim to sayim arumim. People who would urinate in front of their beds when they weren't wearing any clothing, that Kadosh Baruch Hu hates them. Says the Gemara v'megadapar Rabavua. Rabavua was dissatisfied with this explanation. Yehochi, if that's what their wrongdoing was, hanik sevel chein ata yiglu b'roish goylim, they would be the first to go out to Golus. So he said to him, because they do this, of course not a nice thing to do, but is that a reason that Yiglu B'Rosh Goylem, that they should be at the head of the Golus? El Amar Avur, the pshat in the pasuk is, El B'nei Adam Sh'oichem V'Shoysen Zem Zem. These are people that eat together, men and women all eating and drinking together. And then, Madbikim at the same Zubazu, they put their beds close one to the other. And then they exchange rachmanos on their wives. They cause the beds to become filled with the sperm, and that's why those people, the children born from such a union, are mamzerim. And he said to him, you believe that everything here is perfect. Why do you believe everything is perfect? The yichus may be questionable because they come from this situation. The Agra de Kala says that originally the brothers of Dina said to the people of Shechem that we'll agree, Losis Asachoseinu, we'll let you, Shechem, marry our sister. And then the Pasuk says that Vilkachnos Bitenu Vilachnu, they killed them out and they took their daughter back. So he says that, what's Pshat? So he says that Dina became pregnant from Shechem, and the daughter that was born to her was Osnas. And that's what they meant to say. You're going to take our sister, Vilkachnos Bneisenu, the daughter that was born from that marriage, which, as we're learning in our Gemara, will ultimately be the woman that will marry Yosef HaTzadik. Amalei, the Bneisenu, their daughter, will come back to Klai Yisrael. Amalei, Hechinevet. So the question now is, if we could have these problems, so how do we ever check Yichas? Amalei Zilbas Mishachasas. A family that remains quiet is a family that shows that their Yichas is good. Kahai the Batka b'nei Merava, like the people at Yisrael would say, the Kimintzut Bei Trei Ba'adei Adadi, if they saw two people being argumentative, Chaza Hai Menai Dekan of Ashasuk, the one that was quiet first is a Raya, Yuchas Tfei, that's the one that is of greater Yichas, the one that can remain quiet. So I saw that the Sefer Loshon Lamudim explains the Chazal teaches Marba Devarim Marba Chait. Somebody who speaks too much, Marba Chait, is a siman that they have this bad sign. Amar Rav Shtikusa de Bavel, the fact that people of Bavel remain silent is Hani Chusa, that's the proof that they have the proper Yichas. Says the Mava, Eni Ikla Rav. Rav came to a certain place, Obadik Behu, and he checked the Yichas. What must have he done? My Lab Yichusa, he actually checked the Yichas. Says the Mava, that's not what he did. Loi, Bishtikusoi, he looked for a family that knew how to remain silent. Because Hachi Kamalhu, Bitku, he checked the families, Ishaski Loishaski, in a family that knows how to remain silent is a family of a good yichus. If you see two people that are always arguing, one of these families there's something wrong with. And in a shemayim, they're preventing them from intermarrying because they're not fit for each other. Two family that are disagreeing, Shemes Psul Yesh Be'achs Mehem, there's a Psul by one of them, and Eimin Nichon Oysam L'dabik Chavertoi, they don't let the families intermarry. So the Masha points out, what's the difference between these two versions? The first version is two people, and the second version is two families. So the Masha explains that two people argue, it happens that two people don't get along. That isn't necessarily a proof that there's something wrong with those two people. But when you see that it spreads, we see that it spreads to the whole family, then it's something that's a proof that there's something wrong with these families. Interesting to point out, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Ebenezer, Simon Beis, Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch only brings what Rav Shu ben Levi speaks about, families. The Ramah brings about two people. And the Ramah, so Rabbi Yoshua says, what is Pshat? So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch learned like we learned, that there's an argument, that there's a machlokes, is it only people, is it only families or people? And the Shulchan Aruch said families. The Ramah says that there really was no argument in this Gemara. They're just giving different examples of the same concept. And since they're giving different examples of the same concept, says the says the Rama, it makes no difference if it's two people or it's two families. People who are argumentative are it's a proof that there's something wrong with their yichus. So I saw a beautiful pshat. We know that when we daven Shemone Esrei, we're supposed to daven Shemone Esrei quietly. Why is supposed to be daven Shemone Esrei quietly? Because when one daven Shemone Esrei, part of what he's trying to accomplish is to get the schus ovis. As we start the Shemone Esrei, Elkeinu, Elkei V'seinu, Elkei Avram, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov, we speak about the schus ovis. And in our Gemara, we just learned that way to show who we are and what our schusim are is by showing our yichus of being able to be quiet. Since we have in us that very important quality that we want to have schus ovis, it's important for us to show that by stavening quietly. We are people of shtikusai. Says the Gemara, Amra Papa Sava Mishmei Drab Bovel Bria. Bovel has a very strong yichus. Meshe Mesa, the people from the city Meshen have a very poor yichus. Made Chayla sick. There are people with a good yichus and there are people with a weak yichus. The Elam, Geisesis. Elam are people who are very ill. Ma, Ben Chayla and Geisesis. And what's the difference between a Chayla and a Geisesis? Roiv Chayla, most people who are Chayla, Chaim. So that's why most people from there have a good yichus. Rav Geisus and people who are in the category of Geisus are going to die. That's an indication that there's bad yichus. So now the Gemara begins. Since we've been learning that Bavel is the place of a good yichus, so we need to understand the boundaries, the borders of Bavel. Says the Gemara, Ad Hechem Bavel, what are the borders of Bavel? Rav Amar Har Nezoik. The Har Zoik, which is to the east of the Chidekel River, the Shmuel Omer Ad Nahar Yoni, which is even more to the east. Leil, says the Gemara, up on top of the on top, how far does it go? Leil Bediglas at Hechel, how is the length on the top of Chidekel go? Rav Amar Abagdav Avna, two cities, Abagdav Avna. The Shmuel Amar Amushkani, V'loy Mushkani B'Klal. Mushkani is not included in Bavel. Ask the Gemara, V'amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Shmuel, Mushkani Harei K'Goyla, that L'Yuchsin, the Mushkani is in that category. Ad Mushkani, Mushkani B'Klal, Mushkani is considered part of Bavel. The Taklis B'Diglis at Heichel. How far does it go on the bottom side of the Chidekel? Amar Shmuel, no, the Chidekel is to the east. And the Gemara's question is, how far up and how far down? Omram Shmuel ad afamya tato, until the bottom of afamya. Says the Gemara, tate afamya haven. There are two cities that are called afamya. Chade Elisa v'chade Titzoy. One is higher than the other. Chade Kshera. One, the people in that city have a good yichus. V'chade Psul, and the people in that city have a poor yichus. Omei chade l'chade, the distance between these two cities is parsa. V'kakhapti Ahadadi. The people stay away from each other. They won't even lend each other fire. Something is insignificant. The simanach and the simen to know which is the kosher, which is the pasul. The psulta, the one that is the one with the poor yichus, hadam shtayim meshanis. That is the city that they speak in the language of Meshan. Meshan, as we're learning, is a city of a poor yichus. And the city that they speak that language has the poor yichus like Meshan does. Leil b'pras at Heichen, how far along the Pras River is, which is on the south side, southwest side, does Bavel go? Rav Amar Akra de Tupugni, v'Shmuel Amar Agishra de Bei Pras. Rav Yochanan Amar Ad Ma'abris de Gizmo. Leil Abaye v'tem Rav Yosef ad Rav. It was Abaye, or some say it was Rav Yosef, who were upset with what Rav said, because Rav had a much smaller area to include in Bavel. Says the Rav Layit, Vashmul Layit, says the Gemara, Shmuel even had a smaller part. Says the Gemara Layit, Ad Rav, they were upset with Rav's borders. The Koshken and the Shmuel, they were certainly upset with Shmuel's borders. Bibai say Malayev at the Rav and the Shmuel Elayit. They were upset with Rav and not Shmuel. Kogisha de Bay Pras, the place that Shmuel says is part of Bavel, the Tatarkai is lower down, and therefore Shmuel actually did have a larger area as Bavel. Vehidna, and only now, that was in the time of Rav and Shmuel, now the Hadaliyua Persoi, the Persoim changed everything, and that's why Shmuel's area is not as large as Rav's area. Amalei Abayla Rabbi Yosef, Lahag Kai Prisut Hach, how far is Bavel to the west side of Nar Pras? Amalei Madatech, why cause you to ask this question? It says, Mishum Beirin, says, I want to know, what is the status of Beirim? Presumably, that somebody wanted to get married in his family with somebody from Beirim, and he wanted to know the status of the Yichus of Beirim. Says, so he answered him, the people of the greatest Yichus in the city of Pumbedisa, which was an important city in Bavel, Beirim the Savi, we get married from people from Beirim. You have no concern. The city of Beirim is of a fantastic Yichus.